War Horse is a stage play based on the novel by Michael Moore Pagot that's enjoyed an extraordinary success around the world, sold out seasons and multiple awards, including 5 Tonys. In the live show, actors work together with full-scale horse puppets. War Horse toured Australia in 2013, but for those who missed it, there is now a film of the play to screen in Australian cinemas from May 8th as part of the National Theatre Live series. Joining me to talk about War Horse is Sean Young, who plays the central role of Albert in the London production of War Horse. Welcome to RN Drive, Sean.
Oh, thank you very much.
I want you to tell me just briefly a little bit about the storyline of War Horse for people who aren't familiar with it.
Yeah, of course. So the story basically follows Albert and his horse, Joey. And Joey gets sequestered and taken away to the First World War. And Albert decides that life without him is kind of unbearable back in Devon and decides to sign up and go to the war and try and find Joey and bring him home. And that's essentially it.
And, you know, you work, you know, all the way through the production with these enormous puppets. What kind of preparation did you have to do for the role?
In terms of working with the puppets, the puppet itself was kind of new to the puppeteers as well when we'd first started. So as they were getting to know the puppet and what it could and couldn't do, we basically just spent a lot of time together. And we went to horse stables and worked with real horses just to study their behaviour and how they react to humans within their space, basically.
Wow, that's so interesting. And did you find that, you know, over time it felt like the puppet had that kind of horse-like presence?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel that. I mean, the job that the puppeteers do is so fantastic, and they do it so well. They're so skillful that they make it so easy to believe that there is just a real-life horse there. And I think that's something a lot of the audiences feel, is that you totally forget that there's 3 guys working the puppet and that it's just a real-life horse. So hopefully that'll come across on screen with NT Live as well.
Is it physically demanding to move these puppets, or that they've got any kind of internal, mechanisms to make it not so physically demanding?
Well, there are mechanisms, but no, the boys work extremely hard. I mean, it's very physical, which is why there's a rotation system so that the puppeteers get to have an evening off, and then they'll go back on the following evening, because it's a just hugely physical demanding role. And also then the boys have basically had to develop certain muscles to be able to work the puppet in the way that it needs to be worked. So you build that up over time, and that's why they just continue to get better and better and better.
There does seem to be something quite special about the relationship between humans and horses. There's been so many, you know, movies and books written about it. Do you have any theories about why that's the case?
No, I guess I don't. I mean, they're so tranquil, and there seems to be something about being able to just talk to someone who, or something, that doesn't talk back but seems to just be always listening, which is something I know that Albert really feels, because he feels he can just express anything to Joey. And so it must be something in that, and that there's just this this bond, which is what the play is about, and that's kind of, I think, what makes it so beautiful.
Do you get a diversity of people coming to the show? I mean, it's something that you say that is, you know, when you look at the promotional material, it says, you know, audience members age 10 and up. When you get young people coming to see the show, what's their reaction to it?
They love it. I mean, I love the audiences when we have a mostly young audience, like if there's a school's audience in or something. The kids seem to really respond, and they really buy into the idea that these puppets are just real-life horses, and they seem to really care about them in the same way as the characters in the play do, which is what we strive for. So, it is a very diverse audience. We get all sorts of age ranges, which is great, and you get a really kind of interesting reaction then, because people see it in a different way depending on how old they are. But I do often find that the young people totally just buy into the idea that these animals exist on stage in front of them.
And do you think they understand the war concept part of it? World War One is now a very long time ago.
Of course, yeah. I think they do, because I think, I mean, maybe even more so than they realise, because they're just following the story and they're following a character that they care about in Joey, that I think they do begin to understand what the First World War could have been like, although they're just seeing it through a different perspective, which is what the play is about. And if that gets them interested in learning more about the World War One, then that's great.
Sean, thank you so much for spending some time with us on RN Drive to talk about War Horse.
Thank you very much.
That was Sean Young from the London production of War Horse. Australian audiences can see the film version of the production in selected cinemas from May 8th.